This is the legend of Beppino, a friendly little wolf from a wild, unspoiled part of Tuscany. Tuscany is a region of Italy where you will discover a treasure chest full of jewels on your adventure in and around a medieval village called Anghiari. The book, An Adventure in Tuscany, will provide you not only with the exciting legend of Beppino the Friendly Little Wolf, but also 16 days of wonderful excursions, day trips to places where the friendly wolf grew up and visited from his medieval village of Anghiari, such as Florence, Siena, Cortona, and Assisi. And also there are paintings of the area too. Now make yourself comfortable, sit back, relax, and enjoy the journey. Sedetevi, rilassatevi, e godetevi questo viaggio. Ciao! Chapter 1. Dinner and breakfast for Bandito.
You can't imagine how proud and excited I felt. I was on my way home from school in Tavernelle when the noises in my stomach made me decide to go into the woods in search of the wild porcini mushrooms we all loved. I found one, two, and more under an oak tree. 25 altogether. I had no bag, so I had to use my school bag, and also I took off my shirt and I folded it. I couldn't wait to dump the contest into the kitchen table. My brothers and sister wouldn't believe it when my mother told them that I, little Beppino, only 5 years old, was responsible for this feast. All 9 of us would share a delicious meal of porcini and pane, mushrooms and bread. My mushrooms! My wild instinct helped me to contribute to my family's survival. They were also one of the reasons why I became known as a wild little wolf, living in the unspoiled countryside of Tuscany. I was born after the end of the war, the Second World War, in a farmhouse on the land belonging to a count, in an oak wood near Tavernelle in Tuscany. My parents, Nello and Conforta, had 6 children before me, and then, 7 years later, their last child, my little brother Franco. We were poor. Even as children, we had to work very hard in the fields and with the animals. We were like many other families, struggling to work and pay half of what we produce to the landowners for rent. Can you imagine all that hard work from a wolf family? And half had to be given to the count in return for living on his land. We farmed grain, corn, grapes, olives, and tobacco. Sometimes the smell of tobacco would make me sick to my stomach. I thought there were only 2 farmhouses in the whole wide world, ours and our neighbor. In fact, when I started school, walking to Tavernelle, I discovered that the world was much bigger than I imagined, and there were about 15 farms in the world. I would meet my friends and play along the way to school. I remember there was a young girl called Franca. She took the same route as us, past the count's villa called Barbolana. I would wait for her, hiding behind hedges, jumping out at her, shouting wildly boo when she came by. I was such a wild little wolf, but friendly, really. Sometimes we stopped for breakfast, helping ourselves to fruit from trees at the count's villa. There were apples, pears, plums, and I can still taste the sweet, dark red juice of my favorite, wild kaki or persimmon. And to remind me of it, every time my world gets bigger again, I plant a kaki tree where I'm living or working. Of this breakfast, I am not proud because I stole it. Naturally, the landowners were upset with us. But we were just hungry children with lessons ahead of us. Instead of Beppino, my real name, which means little Giuseppe, my friends start to call me Bandito, Bandit. It wasn't fair. I wasn't the only one who stole the fruit. There is never a good reason for stealing. I would rather have been called a friendly Tuscan wolf than a bandito. I prefer to remember the pride I felt when I took home the porcini and the praise which encouraged me to do the right things in life. As a child, I needed to take things to survive. But when I became a man, I just decided to give back. And this is one of the reasons I planted kaki trees throughout my life.